Welcome to the Pod Squad. Today we're going to be interviewing Jay and Calesby. Hi, I'm Harper.
I'm Ruby.
I'm Sam.
I'm Scarlett.
And I'm Jane Kelsby, the member for Warren Blackwood, your local member in Parliament.
Okay, so we've just taken you on a quick tour of the garden. What sort of things do you enjoy and what did you like to see?
Thank you so much for taking me around the garden, and I had a look in the kitchen as well, which is pretty special. I very much liked the chickens and I like to hear what you guys like to grow, so that was pretty interesting. And I think the kitchen garden is really special for your school because it helps with teamwork and it helps teach you about what to grow and what you can grow, and then on the back of that it teaches you what you can cook, or it shows you what you can cook.
Wow, yeah, that's nice.
Have you visited any other school gardens?
I have. I've actually been to the Denmark kitchen garden, probably more so when my daughter was at that school, at the primary school, and they have it off to the side of their school, and they're very passionate as well about what they grow. And they, I think, do theirs after school, though not during school. So the difference here is yours is part of your school, which is exciting. What's your favourite thing about, say, the garden and the kitchen?
Eating, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Getting my hands dirty.
Yeah, cool.
I love getting dirty.
Yeah.
I like the fact that we always plant, and then we look after the fish and the chooks and
Oh, there's fish.
The bathtub thing.
Okay, I didn't
see
the fish.
Holding the chooks is really fun as well.
Yeah.
In summer, every time we leave the kitchen, the garden, Jodie would ask,
Terry
would ask us if we wanted to get sprayed with the water hose, and every time we leave we would spin around in a circle and she would spray us with the water hose.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was really fun. Really, really hot.
Yes.
Which was kind of an award after.
Yeah, okay. So I had a look at your classroom kind of area where the water containers are, the water cans and the welly boots and your gloves.
Yeah.
So that looked pretty interesting as well. Is it good fun?
Yes, that's where we get all our tools out of.
Your tools, that's exactly right.
So they don't rust in the rain.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Today, Jodie needed help cleaning with the kitchen, so a few of my class got to go in, and then we got free ice creams from the canteen, and we get free ice creams tomorrow from the canteen as well.
What a great reward!
We get and we got to watch SpongeBob throughout cleaning the show. Yes,
SpongeBob.
Absolutely fabulous. I think SpongeBob was on when we were in there, to be honest. Yeah, I quite like SpongeBob.
Yeah, it's really fun. As a local member for Warren Blackwood, what do you think are the biggest challenges to our local environment?
Okay, so one, it's really big. So our electorate goes from Mount Barker over towards Denmark, all the way over to here in Margaret River, up to Bailing Up and Boyup Brook, and everywhere in between. And so I know housing is an issue at the moment, so across a lot of the towns, with the pandemic, etc., it's really hard for people to find places to live, so that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Price of petrol's gone up pretty crazy, so that's really hard for some families too to be able to.
Rent is going up a lot as well, because it's really hard for other people to get power and oil because there's not much left, and we're kind of having a gas shortage.
Yeah.
So climate change is another big issue too. Yeah. And so that's something I'm actually really passionate about, is the environment.
Yeah.
And so the forestry was a big decision by the government to stop the logging, which I'm supportive of, very supportive actually, but it's also really tough. So there are people in the middle of the electorate that's their jobs. Mm-hmm. And so I work with those people as well to try and help them, I guess, transition or move into other areas of employment so that they don't get left behind. So some of it's really amazing. Some of it can be a bit tougher, but all of it is actually really good. It's quite an honour to have the job.
So why did you want to visit our school in the first place?
Well, I had actually met Joe from the PNC quite some time ago, and I had offered to put an election commitment into the school, and I think that's what helped with the carpeting of the areas down the other end of the school,
yeah.
and some of the veranda work. And then I met your principal as well, and he told me all about the kitchen garden, so I really wanted to come along and have a look. And I'd come to the graduation here as well, and it was actually, I did 15 graduations last year, I know, out of 32, and it was one of my favourites, so I wanted to come back to the school.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it was great, actually. The graduation was amazing.
What do you think students could learn and get out of the program?
So the kitchen garden program?
Yeah.
I still reckon teamwork's a big one.
Yeah.
But like you said also, you guys talked about the tools and the different things, and you said you keep them in the shed so they don't rust. So I think the fact that you're learning about all sorts of different things in a live environment and actually using, you know, the earth and growing things, I think it's really important. Yeah. So I think that's pretty special to a school.
It is. We're lucky to have the kitchen garden program. Not many schools have them.
Nope, I think you are right.
Very, very lucky.
What do you think would happen if all the schools had a kitchen garden?
Wow. Well, I guess they would learn like you guys are learning. So they might be able to learn in different ways. And they might be able to look at their curriculum, so the stuff that they're learning, and have the garden central to that like you guys have got. And same with the kitchen. So that transition of planting, growing, cooking, it's that whole cycle, isn't it? So I think that's probably what they would learn. And they might do it in different ways, but I reckon the kitchen garden's a pretty good way of doing it.
So at the moment, we're doing this special race with the fours and fives, or I think it's just the year five classes.
No, it's fours.
Four. Just fours and fives. And we like grow potatoes, and there's four potato seeds for each class. And we put them in a sack, and at the end of the year, Jodie will take the potatoes
out. You mean
Terry. Why do I keep mixing them up? Terry will weigh all the class's potatoes, and whoever gets the heaviest potato... potatoes, weighs the heaviest, gets, like, to pick...
They get a special prize. And they get to pick some of the a potato meal in the kitchen.
Wow, that's amazing. So you get to grow the potatoes in kind of a bit of a competition.
Yeah.
And then whoever gets the heaviest bag of potatoes growing wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. So are you guys all taking part in that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds very good. I thought you were about to tell me you're about to do a sack race across the paddock and I was going to have to join in. I was getting a bit nervous, but no. Okay, good. I would have said yes, by the way, but okay, phew. That sounds great.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks again for visiting our school, and we hope you had a nice time.
If we don't see you in the kitchen, we'll catch you in the garden.
Bye,
bye. We are the MRPS Pod Squad.